The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
McCarr has it. Nice little sidestep drags along the wall. McCarr puts it up. Score! What a play by Cal McCarr! He does it again!
Before we get going, thank you to everybody who alerted us to the fact that Mark's microphone was still on.
I know.
Which, considering the conversations that we normally have here during the breaks.
Yeah.
Whew,
yeah.
That could have been dangerous, but we were just talking about...
being fat.
Being fat.
Basically. Yeah.
We're just having a conversation about, you know, man, if you really want to lose weight, it's best to, like, skip dinner. You know, we just started having this conversation about how our wives are such great cooks, and it's just so hard, right?
I always think my wife is sabotaging me on purpose.
Right!
Right?
Right! She, I mean... just, look at this body. Look at what this could be.
I know.
Right?
I mean, it could be dead sexy. There's no question. There is no question.
Right.
But your wife is worried.
Yes.
If it gets dead sexy, uh-huh. You know, then you know, yep. She's just worried. So she wants to keep a little bit of Fozzie Bear to you. Little fuzzy, little chubby.
So anyway, thank you very much to all the texters. We're glad you have our backs. Okay. Avalanche Predators, game two coming up tonight. Man, I know this is just going to sound jinxy cat. It's going to sound, oh, man, you got to respect the opponent. I just don't see, barring the Avalanche coming out fat, complacent, off their game, but
I can't see that.
This team is too locked in. This team is too hungry. For them all of a sudden after just one performance come out flat, I don't see it.
I don't either. I at home go up 2-0 in the series. Yeah, I don't see it either, Mike. I really don't. I just think that this team right now, I really, you know, hungry, whatever it is, I think that they are too mature. Like they have embraced their failures of last year or last couple of playoffs, and I just think that they are, their focus and their maturity will carry them through this series. If not a sweep, it'll be a gentleman's sweep.
I completely agree. Next on the Morning Brew.
I like the fastball usage late. I thought he held his velocity. I held the life on the fastball. I thought the changeup came into play tonight. I think more so than any other start this year. Curve had some effect. You know, his slider's always a weapon for him. So you're right. I thought he threw the ball well, really well.
Man,
Bud Black talking pitching's like Joel Klatt.
Breaking down plays. Oh yeah, talking formations and motions. And
he starts talking about fastball command.
Yeah.
Whew. Somebody open the window. It's getting hot in here.
Right. I tell you who could learn a lot from Gomber is Marquez. Marcus.
German.
Basketball command. I tell you, hey, he's got command. He can paint. He's always up in the strike zone. It feels like he's always up or on the block or close to it in the strike zone with his with his fastball. And one of the things about that, Mike, is it pairs so well with the slider and the curve. So if you're up in the, because you throw, you know, your release point on a curveball is high, and then it, you know, and then it comes down, and you're 12-6, or in his case, kind of a, you know, kind of more like an 11-5, you know, kind of break down inside to right-handers. But when it starts high in the strike zone, you know, that's where it pairs so well with what you're throwing, where you're throwing and where you're locating your fastball. So everything plays, and even though he's only 91, 92, it all plays off of that high fastball because the slider comes out of the same slot, the curveball comes out of the same slot, and so you get guys chasing up there where they can't catch it, even at 91, 92, and then all of a sudden you break off a hammer. I mean, he's really pitching well.
By the way, it's fun to watch. The other big story of this game, that game was played in 2 hours and 18 minutes.
Because it was cold.
Well, and cold and good pitching and two pitchers and Gomber and Corbin that just grabbed the ball and threw it and threw strikes.
Yeah,
late 2-18.
The late start, cold, everybody's hands hurt, nobody really wants to hit. And how about our guy, Rogers? A robust 127. He went 2-for-4 yesterday, man. He's starting to kick it in.
Hey, considering he was at like .071 there for a while.
Yeah.
Hey, he's on fire. Next on the Morning Brew.
The best part about it all is these guys love to work. I mean, they're passionate. They're passionate about ball. They get here early. They're ready to work. They're diligent about the process. They're focused on the details of it all. We go hard at practice.
Russell Wilson, you know what? I'm going to make an executive decision right here.
Are you now?
Because whenever we talk about the coaches, they have their own soundtrack. They have their own music. I'm convinced now every time I hear Russell Wilson, every time Russell Wilson speaks,
right,
we got to play this song.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah.
Everything is cool when we're part of the team. Everything is awesome.
He does just have like that. So he goes on Good Morning Football,
yes,
NFL Network yesterday,
yeah,
to talk about the London game. And the hosts afterwards were like saying out tweets like, this guy's amazing.
Yeah.
Like you always say, after you get done meeting with him, it's like, what have I done in my life?
Yeah.
I've accomplished nothing in my life.
Right, exactly. I mean, he's one of the most positive people, one of the great leaders, one of the most positive people, one of the hardest workers. And he's got great life perspective, Mike. Just great life perspective. And so, like, I love kind of being around him, kind of, you know, picking his brain, talking to him about stuff, the way he looks at things. I just, yeah, he's just such a positive influence.
Well, we got a lot more from his visit with Good Morning Football that I want to share with you. Some really good Russell Wilson audio that's coming up next. Next on the Morning Brew.
Just his energy, you know, always uplifting guys, always motivating guys to go out there and just keep working hard. You know, even the one of them off days, you know, you don't feel like working or doing anything, he's the guy that come up there and get your mind right for it. So that's a great guy to be around.
Jerry Jeudy talking yesterday at the Broncos offseason program, and I know so many people want to just label him a bust, and I just can't do it because he hasn't been evaluated fairly yet in my mind because he just hasn't had the quarterback and the offense to play in to show what he can do. Now, I'm not absolving him of the drops. I'm not absolving him of some of the dumb Instagram posts after games in which he's like, well, at least I got my conditioning in. Okay, that's on him. But before we label him a bust, let's see what he does in a Nathaniel Hackett offense with a quarterback like Russell Wilson. I'm confident he's poised for a breakout year.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, like I go a little bit deeper, just, you know, mostly because I've done a bunch of Broncos games. So, you know, I'm digging deep into the weeds and into the coach's tape, and I look at the things, you know, I look at the things that that go a little deeper. Like, you know, when you're part of, hey man, you're supposed to set a pick on this, you're supposed to motion down, set a pick, and you avoid the pick, like, that bothers me. It bothers me when you're a secondary receiver and you're supposed to run some type of spacing route to open up the primary, and, you know, you're not running it with efficiency, or you're not running it well. You know, the lack of timing because you're so busy, you know, getting out of your break, and you lose timing for the route combination, and so the quarterback just leaves you instantly. Like, those things have got to be cleaned up. So it's deeper than that. I'm with you. He's not a bust, but he needs to pick his game
he's
up.
He's at a crossroads.
Yeah,
he's at a career crossroads right now.
And it's not just the drops.
Daldo for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.